Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witnessed radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. When Jesus was asked, "When will these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming?" He answered both those questions in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and Mark 13. Even as we speak, it's now Wednesday before the school starts, but on Monday, when this broadcast comes to you, August 8th, we will be in a school here at Prayer Mountain. We will start at 9 o'clock in the morning. We will end about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we will take a lunch break. And it's too late for you to come and get into the school right here at Prayer Mountain, where it'll be a very intimate time. But you can come online with us because we're streaming it. There is a cost to receive it streamed. We already have some churches signed up. We have individuals signed up. But you could call 1-800-972-3447 and you can get these live as we're teaching, or you can get them on archives. This won't last forever. We're only going to keep this available for a couple of months. But if you'd like to get it, just call 1-800-972-3447. Now, as I come to what we're going to be talking about, when they said, when, that's a time word. You know, we've been instructed by the Lord starting in 2008 to begin to pray for an awakening. Right out here at Prayer Mountain in our corporate prayer, the Lord said to us, one thing will save America. It is an awakening to God. And so now we have corporate prayer every Wednesday, where we pray about an awakening to God. Every Wednesday at noon, we have people joining us from all over the world. They join by computers. We stream it live. It's also on the archives. We invite you to be a WWP, a worldwide prayer with us. But since God told us to do that, to pray for an awakening, then he told us to pray in leaders, and to pray for those leaders. And since that time, we've been watching very closely what Jesus told us to watch. When a dear brother, prophet friend of ours, Brother Gene Wiseman, we've been praying for an awakening. And the Lord one morning said to him as he prayed, "What is the first thing people do when they wake up?" And Brother Wiseman waited on the Lord to answer. And the Lord said, "They look to see what time it is." People are looking to see what time it is. When is the question? And that was the question that Jesus' own apostles asked him when he prophesied the destruction of the temple. Matthew 24, Matthew 21, Luke 21. When he prophesied that, then they said, "Lord, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming?" And so he gave them the signs. And we're going to look now at Luke 21, what he said to them. They asked for the sign that has to do with his coming is Israel. And he told them, "Behold the fig tree, watch Israel." I don't remember, and this really stuck out to me because I was in Soviet Russia. These were the days of the KGB, and we were crossing a big square in the city, and I saw a man with a jeans jacket on, and in English on the back of his jacket was a big clock with the hands almost striking 12, and it said on the back of his jacket, "Israel is God's time clock." He was a Finnish man. I don't know why it was written in English. Maybe he just got the jacket. But I've never forgotten that. And it's actually true. If you want to know when, just like Jesus said, you're going to have to watch Israel. Israel is the fig tree. But he also said, watch all the trees. Israel's a tree. It's a nation. So all the trees he's talking about are nations. And those are the nations of the ancient nations. The nations that the prophecies of the prophets told us where they would be in the last days. It says in the 30th verse, "When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves, summer is nigh at hand." The kingdom, He's talking about the earthly, visible kingdom is nigh at hand. So I'm going to start today by looking at some of these nations that are ancient nations. Of course, one of the most ancient nations is Egypt. And we dealt with Egypt in Bible prophecy some time ago. You can go back on the radio archives and listen to it, because we went into the 19th chapter of Isaiah and prophecies about Egypt. But today's news, and I'm reading from Debka File, that's Debka File. The first, and this is their headline, first day of Mubarak trial ends with plea of not guilty to all charges. The Egyptian people had their first sight of former President Hosni Mubarak, 83, since his overthrow in February 11, lying on a stretcher facing trial August 3rd in an iron cage with his sons Gemal and Alaa and seven police officers. The Middle East found that image even more stunning than the sight of Saddam Hussein at his 2004 trial. Judge Ahmed Rifat opened the televised session in the electrically charged Cairo Police Academy courtroom and adjourned it soon after until August 15. The charges against the ex-president of killing 800 protesters and abuse of power to amass wealth could carry the death penalty. All the defendants, led by Hosni Mubarak and his sons, pleaded not guilty. Although ailing, the 83-year-old former president was soon on TV screens around the world and seemed to be fully conscious. This vision that happened yesterday at the trial of Mubarak, the people were crying out for something. Actually, what happened in the uprising in Egypt may have been started by idealistic young people with their Facebooks and their internets calling people to the streets. And it resulted in, he was really a despotic ruler. Now, he did have, he did keep under control the Hamas. He did keep under control the Islamic Brotherhood, who are evil, very evil entities. But he was cruel. He was a cruel leader, cruel to his people. And you can't sow that much cruelness without it coming back to you. I see in some of the leaders in the Middle East, watching them as we watch Bible prophecy, that it seems they're getting their just reward. What they sowed in the tyranny and in the how they treated their own peoples, Saddam Hussein and now Mubarak, is coming home to rest upon them in the form of judgment. Now, it's not really all good, even though it was started by idealistic people. I'm going to read you how Debka File sums it up. The 25 generals of the military junta will decide how best to show the former president in public in accordance with their own interests, whether the hale and hearty former war hero or a sorry spectacle. They are using the trial to serve two objectives. Number one, to distract popular attention from the breakdown of law and order and an economy going to rack and ruin since they took charge of government in Cairo. It wasn't the young idealistic students. It wasn't the young students calling for democracy, because they are not organized. Who now has power is the military junta. And they're going to say what will happen now. Also, a big power force there is the Islamic Brotherhood. Number two, they're going to give the public a show trial to keep them unaware of how slowly and selectively they are allowing the political reforms they promised to go forward. Our sources report that the trappings of democracy, such as parliamentary elections and freedom of the press, will eventually be instituted, with one important caveat: the generals will stay in power. The new constitution in preparation will guarantee the military rulers the last word in all important state matters, with the powers to veto new laws. The two Arab rulers who will watch the TV broadcast from Cairo most intently are Muammar Gaddafi of Libya and Bashar Assad of Syria. The sight of Hosni Mubarak in a cage will strengthen their resolve never to let themselves be forced out of power. Saudi King Abdullah will be another interested spectator. He blames U.S. President Barack Obama as chiefly responsible for the wretched downfall of his good friend and ally, Hosni Mubarak, and will not forgive him in a hurry. And so we see things stirred up in the Middle East, just as the Bible prophesied, watching the happenings in Israel's neighbor. That article mentioned Assad, Bashar Assad, Syrian president, Syrian leader, and they surmised that because of what's happening to Mubarak in Egypt, that he will become even more vicious in his attacks which have risen against the people of Syria. Even in the early days of Ramadan, their 30-day fast period, he has taken his tanks and he is still mowing down people. And as I'm making this broadcast on Wednesday, August 3rd, the world is very upset about it, especially Europe. And this headline is in the same DEFCA file report of August 2nd, 2011. Moscow defends Assad, seeks nuclear deal with Iran by freezing sanctions. As Moscow prepares to block strong UN Security Council condemnation of Syrian violence against protest, Russian diplomats Monday, August 1st, launched a quiet effort to start freezing sanctions imposed on Iran over its military nuclear program in return for Tehran satisfactorily answering the international nuclear watchdog's questions and concerns. The Obama administration, while not involved in the Russian initiative, has indicated through contacts between U.S. and Russian officials that if Moscow persuades Iran to go this path and another effort to break the long impasse over its nuclear program, Washington will not interfere and agrees to await results. And so here we see the sanctions, though they have been toothless and not powerful at all, increase them and increase their strength. But Moscow is defending Assad, is defending Syria, and seeking a deal with Iran. This is exactly as Bible prophecy in Ezekiel 38 and 39, which describes an invasion coming down from the north and in headed up by Russia under an evil spirit's influence. We see that these things are lining up. Ezekiel 38 and 39, that war, that could happen at any time. So we are watching signs of his coming, and we're having a school called Living in the End of Days. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk to you about some of our first lesson from that school. Tune in, and then maybe you'll want to call and watch the school streamed live or archived. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom, until tomorrow. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go on billybrim.org to learn more about the school. Shalom.